This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
Welcome to the Mom Room Podcast. My name is Renee Rina, and I am definitely the mom friend you have always wanted. All right. Welcome to the Thursday episode. I am just kind of winging it. I don't usually record on my Zoom recorder. I usually record directly onto my laptop, but I haven't been liking the way that microphone sounds, so I decided to just record on this because I think it's clearer. I have a new computer coming, so I met with my sound, and I think he's a sound engineer, but he's the guy that edits the podcast. And we had this big meeting about like audio and how I can get a better quality audio. It's not that my audio is terrible, but he was like, your podcast is doing so well that we should try and work on improving the audio. And I was like, yeah, let's do it. So I've been trying different platforms to record in when I'm doing it virtually with guests. I've been playing around with because I have two different microphones, so trying out each microphone and seeing what sounds better. My laptop is kind of old, and see, I bought this laptop. It's a MacBook, and I bought it while I was in my PhD, so it's like nothing special. It's just like a basic MacBook, and I was only really using it to like run stats programs and write papers and send emails. So, you know, I wasn't doing tech stuff. And now I find like I'm trying to edit videos. I'm using all these like web pages that eat up the memory or something. Like every time I'm using certain web pages, like Google, like shared Google Drives or like the podcast platform, I get these warnings that this web page is using a significant amount of energy, like your computer, and then it starts lagging and it's really slow. And I'm like, oh my God. So he was like, you should probably invest in a new computer. So I did, and it will be arriving in early December. I got an iMac, one of those new colorful ones, and I'm super excited about it. But anyways, so we're working on the audio quality. I'm also probably starting in January for the new year 2022. I'm probably going to have a new introduction and a new kind of sound to the podcast. I might keep the music that I'm using because I like it, but it does bother me that that is a really popular, like, paid for, you know, like sound that other companies use. Like I've heard it on commercials. And so I don't know, we'll see what my options are. Maybe I'll pick something else. Been super busy, like incredibly busy. I decided today I would talk about all the things that I wish I had time to do that I just cannot do, but I feel like I should be doing. So then I feel like shit about myself because I'm not doing these things. So I think I was talking to my mom a few weeks ago, and I was just listing off all these things that I wish I was doing. You know, a lot of it had to do with like self-care things, like basic friggin' hygiene stuff. And I was listing off all these things, and I was like, it's crazy. Who can do all these things? And I don't think anybody can. So my theory and what I have been, you know, I think what is going on is that, for myself anyways, I follow all these different kinds of people on social media, and then I listen to all these different kinds of podcasts. And the different people whose content I consume, they are all into different areas of, like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, you know, someone will be really into like skincare, and like someone else will be really into nutrition, and then someone else is really into like supplements, and someone else is into, you know, so on and so on, like physical exercise. And then you know, follow someone else who is really good at interior design and so on and so on. So I'm consuming all this content, and I don't even consume that much content, but I'm interested in all these different areas and I want to replicate what I see and learn about. So for example, learning about different supplements, like I want to take these supplements, learning about different techniques, like to keep my sinuses in order. Well, I want to be doing that regularly to try and avoid sinus infections. Learning about like skincare stuff and like lymphatic drainage. Like there's so many things. And so anyways, what I did was I compiled a list of all these things. I just sat down this morning and I was like, okay, I'm going to make a list of all these things and I'm just going to rhyme them off because it sounds nutty. That's how many things there are. And then I asked you guys to tell me on Instagram, what are some things that you find you don't have time to do? So I'll get into those as well. And some of you guys had really good ones that I think about all the time as well, but that I didn't think of this morning when I was making my list. So anyways, also, I currently have a heating pad on my neck because I'm 36 years old. And if you sleep wrong one night, apparently your neck is immobile the next day. So there's that. I also took 2 Tylenol. But anywho. Okay. So some things that I wish I could do regularly and had time to do. Okay. Shower. I know. Seems so simple, right? But like I don't shower every day. That's for damn sure. Shower and actually get ready. Like the days that I do shower and get ready, I feel so good about myself. And I just feel like I'm ready to take on the day, but rarely do I do that. before I shower, I would love to, you know, those like body dry brushes. It's like the bristly brushes that you like rub on your skin to like get rid of dead skin. And it really helps with lymphatic drainage. It feels amazing. And it just kind of like wakes up your whole body. So I think you start like from your ankles and you work your way up and then you do your arms and work your way up your arms. Like you're kind of like sending everything towards your heart. Anyways, obsessed with that. But oftentimes I'm like so frazzled and in a rush that I don't remember to do it, even though the freaking dry brush is sitting on my counter. After a shower, would love to like slather really beautiful moisturizer all over my body, which, you know, I usually just skip that. Every morning I would like to drink warm lemon water. And I don't do that. I did it for a couple days and I was like, oh, this isn't so bad, because I thought it was going to be terrible to not wake up and instantly have coffee, because coffee is like why I wake up in the morning. But no, it wasn't that bad. But do I do it? No, because like I don't want to take the time to cut the lemon and like warm up water. Like it's silly, but all these things take time. Okay. I like to put a scoop of collagen powder in my coffee in the morning. So I find I can't even do that consistently, even though the collagen thing is literally beside my coffee machine. Most mornings I do it, but when I find like I'm in a rush or like sometimes I literally don't want to just open the lid and pour in the powder and then have to get a knife or like a spoon or something to stir it. Yes, sometimes I stir my coffee with a butter knife. So that's annoying. I would love to do my ice roller on my face every single day. You know, it feels so amazing. It's really good for you. Like helps with puffiness. Do I do it? No. Even though it's sitting right in my freezer, like I could, like in 6 steps from where I'm sitting, I could get it and do it, but I don't do it. You know, the gua sha stuff, like with the nice stones that you like kind of massage onto your face to get rid of like puffiness and help with lymphatic drainage. I was doing that for a while. I would love to do that. Do I do it? No, I don't. Doing my makeup and doing my hair, and I don't just mean like washing my hair and then putting it back, like actually blow drying my hair and making it look decent. I do that sometimes because I realize now like I do a lot of Zoom calls and a lot of like content where you can see my face, like recording ads. And so sometimes I feel like I should be a little bit presentable. So I've been getting better at that, but still, I don't do this every day. I would love to drink a ton of water, and I do, but at the same time, it's like if I'm drinking my lemon water, then I'm having coffee, and then I'm just like loading on water all day, I'm going to piss my pants. You know how many times I get in the car and I drive somewhere and I'm like almost going to piss my pants? Very often. So there's that. I also want to drink tea. Like, sometimes I find there's so many things that I want to consume because of the benefits of consuming it, but who has the friggin' time and like space in their stomach and bladder to consume all these things? Like, I would love to consume more tea, but again, I do not. Working out. I was doing so well on the Peloton. So well. And then I got sick. Milo got sick. I had a sinus infection. Like, it's never ending bullshit that just makes it so hard for me to be motivated and go and get on this freaking Peloton. Ideally, I would like to start doing yoga every day because my body hurts and I feel so much better when I do yoga. But that takes a lot of time, a lot of effort. Getting ready is the worst part. But anyways, I'm going to try and do that because that is a priority for me. And I don't have any sinus issues at this moment, knock on wood. But anyways, speaking of sinus issues, I learned about all these different like techniques you can use to like keep your sinuses clear. Do like regular nasal rinses, use the saline spray, yada, yada, yada. Do I do it? No, because that takes time. And it's time to give a shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode of The Mom Room and providing me with samples. Thank you, Claritin. Guys, I am starting to come to terms with the fact that I do suffer from allergies. I used to think, oh, I just have really bad sinuses. No, you have allergies. So let's talk a little bit about my symptoms. I wake up with not a stuffed nose, but like I have to blow my nose constantly. So it's like it's producing mucus and I have to keep blowing my nose. It's all itchy. The palate, like the roof of my mouth is itchy in the mornings and I'm trying to like scratch it with my tongue. It's really irritating. And the insides of my ears get itchy. It's one thing to have those symptoms when I'm just hanging out at home. But for example, yesterday I was at book club and my nose kept getting so tingly and itchy and I kept having to go to the bathroom to blow my nose. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. So if you're ready to live life as if you don't have allergies, it's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter or ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies. This episode is brought to you by Magic Spoon. You guys know I have been very intentional with what we've been eating lately. I'm looking at protein, I'm looking at sugar content, and avoiding things like artificial ingredients or colorings. Milo used to always want pancakes or waffles in the mornings, and now he is getting into cereal, and I'm so excited because Magic Spoon is the perfect option. Their variety pack has 4 flavors, cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. They have 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 to 5 grams of carbs per serving. They're made with wholesome ingredients, no artificial flavors or dyes, and I'm just so happy that he's getting a good amount of protein before he goes off to school. And it's a great snack for me and my husband too, because 13 to 14 grams of protein in the cereal, now you add a high protein milk, you're set. That is such a high protein snack or meal. I should also mention that it is gluten-free, grain-free, and soy-free. So go to magicspoon.com/momroom to grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code MOMROOM at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. So try a delicious bowl of Magic Spoon cereal today at magicspoon.com/momroom and use the code MOMROOM to save $5. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. This episode is brought to you by Little Spoon. I'm just going to be honest here. As a busy parent, it's important to keep your life simple and convenient, especially at mealtimes. Nobody ever told me how stressful mealtimes can be. Little Spoon is one way to help you do just that. Little Spoon delivers fresh, healthy meals and snacks straight to your door that your kiddo will love at every eating stage they are in. Their goal is simple. It's to keep your kid healthy, but also to make it the easiest part of your day so that you can cut through all the drama of mealtime without compromise. Little Spoon's baby blends are fresh, organic baby food from single ingredients to multi-textured purees to take the stress out of starting solids. Their biteables are transition to table early finger food meals that are cut to size to promote easy self-feeding with healthy, balanced foods that are free of artificial junk. Little Spoon's plates are for toddlers and big kids. They taste amazing, and even the pickiest eaters will love them. Think hidden veggie mac and cheese, chicken nuggets, and adventurous eats like pot stickers, gnocchi, and more. Little Spoon also offers smoothies, lunchers, and snacks. Did I mention it gets delivered right to your door? It is so flexible, so easy, and everything stores right in the fridge and freezer. You can check out the menu and change up what you order every single time. The price is right, the quality is unmatched, your kids will love it. It's a huge win-win for your family. So simplify your kiddo's mealtime with 30% off your first order. Go to littlespoon.com/momroom and enter our code MOMROOM at checkout to get 30% off your first Little Spoon order. Preparing snacks and meals. I would love to do this. You know, you see on TikTok especially these like amazing, impressive videos where people do like their full meal prep on like Sundays and everything's good to go. They have all like the snacks ready to go. Their fridge is organized like amazingly. I would love to be that person, but I am not. And I don't take time to do it. And I don't necessarily want to take time to do it. But in the back of my mind, I wish I would do it. It's a weird feeling. I just ate a cookie and it's making my throat like produce saliva. So sorry that I keep clearing my throat. Okay. Obviously, after I pick up Milo at daycare, I want to spend time with him and my husband. I also want to be able to make a homemade meal or, you know, like a healthy dinner. The two things do not coincide because by the time we get home from school, it's like 5 p.m. And then if I was to like make dinner, let's say it's like a half hour, 45 minutes, then it's 6, then it's almost bath time. And it's like, I don't want to spend time making dinner. I also don't want to take time out of my work day, especially now because I've been so busy, to make dinner. So there's that. I would love to have more time to read books. I listen to a lot of podcasts in the car, which, you know, that's like my happy place is listening to podcasts. But I would like more time to read books. And I find before bed, I love watching my Real Housewives for like a half hour to like an hour before I completely like shut down and go to bed. But like there's not enough time in the day. I don't want to stay up later. But I also want to spend time with my husband after Milo goes down. So it's like, where is the time to do these things? Like by the time Milo goes down, it's let's say 7:30, and now I have until like 9 o'clock, 9:30 to hang out with my husband before I go upstairs and watch my show and have my like alone time. So yeah, where's the time? Supplements. There are so many supplements that I should and want to be taking regularly. I was doing so well for a while, and now I find I'm like slacking. but basically just like a multivitamin, vitamin D, fish oil, a probiotic. There's magnesium. I like taking magnesium 3 and 8 before bed and L-theanine. So I have been trying to keep up with those because sleep is important. Also just basic things like vitamin C. I would love to be taking these things every day, but again, sometimes I completely forget, and I, even though they're out on the counter, like ready to be taken, I find I just don't even take a moment to do it. It's so frustrating. Like, I'm annoyed at myself. Okay, so the humidifier and the diffuser beside my bed, I have been using regularly for the last couple weeks, but it takes time. Like, I have to like clean it. I have to like refill it with water, and that takes time. Keeping up with the news in the world, I do not do this, but I should be better at it. I didn't even know about the floods in BC until this morning. Okay. Because I never put on the news, and I'm just like work, 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 go, go, go all day. And unless I see it on Instagram, like I catch it somewhere, I don't know about basic things that are going on in the world. And I don't like that about myself, but I don't want to take time to watch the news. I don't know. It's strange. Haircuts. That takes a lot of time. Every time I get my hair done, it's like an hour drive because I found a girl that I love and I'm not going to go to her. So regular haircuts, I would love to be able to get my nails done regularly, but I don't. Shaving, you know, just basic, shaving your legs, shaving your armpits takes time, effort, rarely, like I don't want to do it, but I do. I would love to get regular facials, especially now since the summertime, my skin has been like breaking out and just like not itself. I would love to get a facial. Keeping up with my eyebrows, like plucking my eyebrows, you know, I rarely do it. Luckily, I don't have a ton of like eyebrow hair that pops up, but you know, that takes time, maintenance, regular appointments for Botox and filler, like every 3-4 months for Botox. Filler is like once a year or something. I would love to be seeing a chiro regularly or going to physio regularly, getting a regular massage because my body hurts and there's certain things that I should be doing, but I'm not doing. I would love to be able to decorate the house, like basic decorating. You probably know I hired a designer to do two of the main rooms on the main floor because it's driving me nuts. We've lived here for a year now and not one thing has been done. Like not one thing. The walls are bare, nothing. And I am into interior design and I love to feel like a space is done and it's like been like it's intentionally done and it looks nice and you feel good when you're in the space. Nope, haven't done a thing. So finally hired someone and I can't wait till it gets done. I would love to be able to spend more time planning like events and birthday parties. I've been really slacking on that stuff. So I'm gonna try and decorate really nicely for Christmas and like do some fun things. I would love to plan dates with my husband and like make plans with friends, which I have been getting better at. I would like to just have a hobby, you know, like I'm obsessed with Lego all of a sudden. So I would love time to just like make my little Lego. Perfect example is I've been dying to have this Home Alone Lego set. Finally drive an hour into downtown Toronto to get my freaking Lego set. And it's still sitting in the bag upstairs. Have not even taken it out. Drives me crazy. Anywho, work stuff. I can't really not do work stuff. So that's what takes up most of my time. I would love to create so much more content than what I actually am able to create, especially when it comes to the podcast. So I'm hoping that, you know, with my sister helping me out now, I can start doing all these things that I want to do, like putting longer videos of our conversations on YouTube, making more reels, getting some stuff on TikTok. So that's work stuff. And then remember when people would send greeting cards to people for like their birthdays on Christmas? Maybe you still do. And that's fabulous. I used to do that as well. I do not do that anymore, and it drives me nuts. I used to be the person that, like, sent people birthday cards on their birthday. And, like, I love doing shit like that. I love going to the store and picking out cards and, like, putting them in the mail. But I don't do that. I would like to take Milo to more places, you know, keep up with his appointments, going to doctor's appointments, getting him for his haircut, like taking him to the dentist, all my dentist appointments. I would like to have regular, intimate moments with my husband. I feel like that has to be scheduled in now, which is, you know, I guess a lot of people do that. We haven't done it, but I think we should start doing it. I would love to meditate. Apparently people rave about that and it's so amazing for you. I do not do that, but I would like to. Gratitude lists. So many people wake up and they like make a little gratitude list. Haven't done that. I wish I did do it. I think I did it once. Felt really good. I quite liked it. I would like to just be able to clean my house, do laundry, organize things like the fridge. Right now there's like a bunch of rotting food in my fridge and I need to take the time to like clean it out and then take out that compost, put it in the garage, empty the recycling, empty the garbage, empty the garbages in the bathroom. Just like the cleaning and maintenance stuff of the house is a lot. Okay, now I'm going to get into what you guys said. So someone had a really good one that I think about all the time, but I don't do. And that is organize all the photos on my phone into albums or books. Again, before I was all over this, organizing photos. I was uploading everything to Google Photos. I had a folder in Google Photos that was all for Milo's stuff. And I put like a bunch of our family members on that folder so they could see all his photos all the time. I even, for Milo's first year of his life, I made him a little photo book online and had it printed and sent to people. Like, I was on the ball, and now I don't do anything. And my phone is literally, I'm surprised it hasn't exploded because that's how many videos and photos I have on it. And I need to get back into organizing things and making albums. Remember the days when you took actual photos with an actual camera and went to the frickin' photo lab and got them developed? And you actually had the photos? Oh, I miss those days. Someone says visiting their nan more, so I'm assuming their grandma. And yeah, I think about that as well all the time. Like, eventually certain people in your family are not going to be around anymore. And it's like, why don't you take the time right now to visit more, to call more, to like FaceTime? And that, again, things that I think about and like you try to do, but it's difficult because our lives are just so chaotic and busy. Somebody says exercising, hobbies, a puzzle, house decor. So that's very similar to me. Someone said thank you cards. Again, totally. Oh my God. Someone said moisturize my body after shower. Exactly. Like, these are things that I used to do all the time when I was in grad school living by myself. Oh my God. Like, I took such good care of myself. Wow. Someone said go camping, hiking, be more in nature. I totally agree. Call friends for no reason, just to check in. I try and do that, but seriously, like, oh my God, how? Someone says get seasonal family pictures. I realize that we have like no family pictures since Milo was a tiny baby. So we are going to get some holiday photos done on the 27th, and I'm very excited about it. Oh my God, someone else said moisturize my body after a shower. Oh my God, it's so true. Like, when did that become a thing that was so difficult to get done? Like, seriously. Someone says make home-cooked meals. Totally. Keep on top of basic housework. Yep. There's literally a mountain of laundry at the bottom of our stairs because that's just where I throw dirty clothes. Someone says read a book. Yep. Someone says read, scrapbook, watch TV. Yeah, like I would like to keep up with all the shows that people talk about all the time because people watch these shows and it's like a topic of conversation and I can't contribute to any conversation because I have not seen the shows. Oh my God. Someone said hosting friends and family more. Yep. Someone said purging and organizing. Yep. I have to go through all of Milo's stuff, actually bring stuff to be donated. Like, all of this stuff takes so much time and planning. Okay, so I think we get the gist that literally who can do all the things. I've already been blabbing for like 24 minutes, which is nuts. So yeah, thanks for listening. And again, like at the end of the day, I feel like I just need to make a list and be like, what is important to me, actually important and gonna like add value to my life, you know? Because a lot of these things are not, it's not necessarily going to add value to your life. But it's like, we feel like we need to do it because we see other people doing it and it would be nice to get it done. But like, I need to figure out what is important. Like, I feel like things when it comes to like connecting with friends and family and like my husband and Milo, like those are priorities. And then other things you just have to fit in here or there. And I think having the mindset that I want to do all these things every single day and be on top of everything perfectly is just unrealistic. So I guess like just doing a little bit here and there is something to celebrate and be proud of. So anywho, I hope you guys could relate to this, and I'm sure we all pretty much feel the same way. But it's nice to read all your responses on Instagram because it's like, wow, like we all want to moisturize our body after the shower. So go get a moisturizer, guys. Let's spoil ourselves and get a good quality moisturizer, and let's moisturize after we bathe. Okay. So yeah, that's it for me. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you don't already, you can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Renee Rena with the little underscore thing. If you haven't checked out the holiday merch on themomroomshop.com, go check it out. Things are selling so quickly. My favorite merch item ever is Merry Christmas to Everyone But Jake Gyllenhaal. Oh my God. I think I'm the funniest person ever for thinking of that. But anyways, thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you have a lovely weekend, and I hope you and your child or your children and even your pets, because when my dogs wake me up, I could rage. I hope you all sleep tonight.